Well, it is a great pleasure to welcome His Royal Highness Prince Harry here to the Oval Office. I've had an opportunity to spend a lot of time with so many of his family members, but this is the first time that we have a chance to talk directly. He has gotten to know Michelle very well for a range of reasons, but in particular, he's here to talk about the Invictus Games, an initiative that is bringing together wounded warriors from around the world under the leadership of Prince Harry and others to make sure that we see not simply the sacrifices they've made, but also the incredible contributions, strength, and courage that they continue to display. And so we are very glad to support the Invictus Games. It's going to be coming here to the United States, to Orlando, in March of next year. Michelle and myself are interested in promoting it. We want to thank His Royal Highness for his own service in Afghanistan alongside our outstanding American troops. It is a testament to the special relationship, the incredible bond that we share between our two countries, and that bond continues into the next generation of leadership that His Royal Highness represents. So we were very grateful for him, not only for this specific work, but also for continuing to strengthen the deep, deep bonds between our two countries.
Mr. President, thank you very, very much for hosting us today, especially in giving the Invictus Games the boost that it so readily deserves, I suppose. We had huge amounts of fun designing the Invictus Games based around stealing the Warrior Games off yourselves and making it international and making it better. Now we're giving it back to you. So we're really looking forward to the 8th, between the 8th and 12th of May, and hoping to see as many people as possible come down and support all our wounded warriors together. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.